I was gonna go see if I could find that that Phil Vassar song called Carlene, which would be kind of close. Maybe we could call her up here, you know, bring a little rain. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, let's see what happens. Babe Campeche, do you all remember that one?
Oh, is that where they try to overthrow cat? Oh, wait, that's
pigs. No. That was the, we had a big old, that was the most dramatic offshore oil accident that we had seen for a long, long time until the BP thing happened. I mean, because you could just see this bubbling crude and all the mud and everything.
Well, that made Jed rich.
That's right. Up from the ground.
And it was bubbling up from the surface of the Gulf of Mexico. And that was fascinating video back then. And so, you know, everybody flew their helicopters down there to have a look at it. And we really didn't understand that whole accident thing. But, you know, back then, the Bay of Campeche was a big deal. Tom, I can't remember. I can't imagine you don't remember that. Remember that? No? I guess not, huh? No? Okay. I guess Tom quit listening.
Yeah, Tom went home.
No, I'm here. I'm sorry. I had a little hiccup there, but I'm fine.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Just a little hiccup. Everything's fine now.
For a moment there.
Everything's fine. No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
You had a moment.
No.
For moms who have dreams.
It was a moment, but I'm up.
For moms who have dreams of their little girls dancing, maybe wearing tutus, dancing for the National Ballet Company or something like that.
Yeah.
My time.
I still have
change.
That dream for Chase. But
sure.
Well, I still got that tutu. One day I'll fit into it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Picture.
Scott just had a hiccup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One English dance studio now offers pole dancing for kids. That's right. Yahoo.com reports that the dance divas at Make Me Fabulous promises it will keep your princess fit and boost their self-esteem as well. The class.
Yeah, because after all, women who do that for a living don't have any issues in their past.
No, not at all.
When I grew up, that was the maypole. You know, you danced around it. Is that right?
Class teaches 3 to 7-year-olds the fantastic skills like holding your legs in a V shape while sliding down a pole. And they even get to wear boas and fun props, as they call it.
Fun props.
Chase, are you as uncomfortable as I am?
Very much so, especially since I'm the only one of this trifecta of greatness that has a daughter at home. So
the practice has raised a few eyebrows, but the owner swears it's a variation of macabre, which is an Indian sport.
Macabre, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds pretty macabre.
Yeah, where participants perform around a pole. So, of course, everything's fine. It's just a cultural exchange program.
They'll all have to put food on the table.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hitler's rallies were just to rally the troops, too.
I'm just concerned about the boas and other fun props.
Ah.
Don't know what that means.
It won't constrict them.
Though. No. Yeah, thank you.
And what happens when the sun wants to get involved in this?
Here comes the sun,
Let's not be judgmental. Let's not put people into stereotypes.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's time for the Brazos Valley to have local news in high definition. Tune to ABC 40 weeknights at 10 p.m. for local news now in HD with Ann, Bruce, Matt, and Tiffany. Not sure how to get our HD signal? Find us on Suddenly Channel 720, DirecTV Channel 40, your antenna TV Channel 40. ABC 40 takes storm tracking to a new level like never before with Tornado Predictor Max HD. Watch the ABC 40 Night Beat tonight and see the difference.
Hello, this is Josh Lorden with Artesa Homes. Artesa Homes is building and remodeling in the Brazos Valley. All of our work is priced based upon builder's cost. It's transparent and saves our clients headache and money. We're in the business of building great projects for a fair price. Call us today for a quote on a new home, addition, or remodel project. If you're not completely satisfied with the quote process, we'll write you a check for $100. Phone number 314-0050. You'll get me, Josh. Visit us online, artesabuilt.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW at 619. Yes. What?
No, I'm listening to that commercial from our friends at ABC 40, and they were talking about Tornado Predictor Max. And I know that that's some sort of piece of equipment that they have, but
it's not a guy named Max.
Some guy named Max going, I see it near Moody.
Gonna be a word, Ernie. Look at there. Yeah, we got it. Here it comes. Go past Marlin, be on the way.
Max got a little stub of a cigar in his mouth
yeah,
there.
Really.
Wearing a wife beater. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Got your picture, though, don't you?
Oh, I do. Yeah. I do. Got a little three-day stubble happening.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
We put that cigar down over here. Let's have a look.
Yeah. 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 You know, if you think about it, that's about the last thing you ever want to hear your cardiologist say.
Yeah. Wow. Lay your cigar down.
Let me put this down. We'll have a look.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, once again, remember a long time ago, way back, you know, they had guys in doctor's suits, coats, talking about smoking and how, you know, the T-zone, it gave you, you know, a freshness there. Huh?
Huh?
All right.
Nothing says smooth like that camel flavor.
That's right. Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't. Birthdays. Yeah, that's where we are. On the 29th of June it is, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Comedian Richard Lewis's birthday today. He's 64 years old. Singer Colin Hay of Men at Work is 58 years old today.
Ah, who can it be now?
Yeah,
who can
it be? There you go. Amanda Donahoe, again. Thought I had her just the other day. Well, here she is again. She's 49 years old. From The Office, actress Melora Hardin.
Oh, that's Jan.
Yes, Jan.
Jan.
Yeah, that's Jan. She's 44 years old today. And guitarist Todd Sansom of Marshall Dillon is 33 years old.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. That's the group, Marshall Dillon.
And we're at work.
Yeah, there you go. Gary Busey.
Busey?
Hey, he's a weird duck.
You talk about collecting bets mm-hmm. for a guy his age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what, he should have died, what, 10, 15 years ago when he took that header off the motorcycle.
Exactly.
And that just...
And that,
yeah.
that could either be the beginning or the middle of the iceberg.
Yeah. Right. I was going to say, he was probably all out weird before that happened.
Oh, yeah.
He's 67 years old. And Fred Grandy, we're talking Gopher the Love Boat, and the former Iowa congressman, is 63 years old today. And really, that's all I got.
Got Elizabeth Dole.
Oh, okay.
75.
Uh-huh.
How about... Evelyn Champagne King? I Like the Nightlife. I Like to Boogie. Isn't that right? I believe that's
Oh, that's the same. Is that her?
Yeah.
Okay. You're talking about one-hit wonders.
Yeah.
I mean.
50 and 1.
No, she is not 51.
It says 51 here. Evelyn Champagne King.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Had that hit early, I suppose. And I mean, I did get some hat.
No, that was Alicia Bridges was her name.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, that was,
okay.
I don't know what song Evelyn sang, but that was Alicia Bridges.
Oh, okay, well, that's good. All right.
There you go.
Then, that's it. I do have some half birthdays. I mean, just.
Yeah, I think this is a half birthday worthy day.
The, Mary Tyler Moore will be 74 and a half today. John Voight. Yeah, John Voight is 72 and a half today.
Mm.
Ted Danson, 63 and a half today.
Boy, I saw him in a movie the other day that I had no idea that he was in. I mean, it was one of his first roles.
Oh.
He was wearing dark horn rimmed glasses. I'm trying to remember what it was. But
he's in that Curb Your Enthusiasm pretty regularly. He, and matter of fact, the aforementioned Richard Lewis.
Once again, where every scene degenerates into people screaming at each other.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Paula Poundstone is 51 and a half, mm-hmm. and Jude Law.
Yeah.
Jude Law has done a lot of movies, be 38 and a half, so... And that's about it, even on the half birthday. So
wow.
We can always remember June 29th, pretty much a day where we're null and void. Yeah. Unless it's yours, of course.
Unless it's yours.
Hedge your bets.
Very big
that's
day.
Right.
Very big day.